Tech elites, don't our class unite with GOP/Dems to outsource white-collar American jobs? By John Binder on February 12, 2019. Silicon Valley's business elites and donor class billionaires are uniting with elected Republicans and Democrats to ensure that white-collar, middle-class American jobs are swiftly outsourced to mostly Indian and Chinese nationals. A plan known as the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act, introduced in the Senate by Senators Mike Lee, RUT, and Kamala Harris, DCA, as well as Reps. Zoe Lofgren, DCA, and Ken Buck, RCO, would eliminate the U.S. country caps in the legal immigration system and would fast-track outsourcing of white-collar American jobs to mostly Indian and Chinese nationals imported to the country by businesses, outsourcing firms, and multinational corporations. The country caps were originally implemented to prevent any one country from monopolizing the legal immigration system. Eliminating the country caps would immediately fast-track up to 300,000 green cards, and eventually American citizenship, to primarily Indian nationals in the U.S. on the H-1B visa, so long as they agree to take high-paying, white-collar jobs from Americans. In the process, not only would other foreign workers be crowded out from receiving employment-based green cards, but the elimination of the country caps would fast-track the outsourcing of high-paying American jobs that would otherwise go to U.S. graduates. The plan is garnering support from Silicon Valley tech executives like Google's Sundar Pichai and Microsoft executives to donor-class heavyweights like Amazon's Jeff Bezos, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the billionaire GOP mega-donor Koch brothers. Amazon executives went as far as to post online their gratitude to Lee and Harris for introducing the white-collar outsourcing plan. On Lee's Senate website, he touted the support that the plan has from across the political spectrum, ranging from pro-outsourcing outfits like the Information Technology Industry Council to open borders organizations like Unidos US, formerly known as La Raza. In 2017, when identical legislation was introduced, outsourcing firms like Cognizant, which is responsible for outsourcing thousands of American jobs to foreign workers, lobbied lawmakers to support the plan. Other multinational corporations like IBM, Oracle, Cisco, Intel, and Hewlett-Packard lobbied Congress to pass the legislation. The Senate co-sponsors of the plan include a coalition of Republicans and Democrats. Senator Roy Blunt, ARMO. Senator Susan Collins, ARMY. Senator Jim Moran, RKS. Senator Tom Carper, DITA. Senator Ron Wyde, DEOR. Senator Maria Cantwell, DWE. Senator Cory Gardner, RCO. Senator Tom Cotton, RR. Senator Tammy Baldwin, DY. Senator Jeff Merkley, DEOR. Senator Michael Bennett, DCO. Senator Kristen Sinema, DOZ. The plan is a boon to Silicon Valley billionaires, big business elites, and outsourcing firms, as it would enable them to readily import more lower-paid Indian and Chinese foreign workers to take American jobs, which would have otherwise gone to American citizens. Last year, when a coalition of Republicans and Democrats attempted to pass the legislation, the pro-American, anti-outsourcing group U.S. Tech Workers said the plan would be the most radical change to our immigration system in history. Just as Indian outsourcing companies and a handful of big U.S. tech companies have gamed the H-1B visa system, so too are they now seeking to game the U.S. green card distribution process, and smaller American startups are shut out of the process, unable to access work visas or green cards for potential employees, Marie Larson with U.S. Tech Workers wrote. The Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn has explained in detail the impact of eliminating country caps in the U.S. legal immigration system. Experts have said that should the country caps be eliminated, India would be able to monopolize the country's legal immigration system for the next 10 years. After that decade of an Indian-first legal immigration system, the legal immigration flow from India to the U.S. would likely stabilize to make up around 75% of all employment-based legal immigration. Overall, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce every year, but their job opportunities are further diminished as there are roughly 2 new foreign workers for every 4 American workers who enter the workforce. These foreign workers are imported by businesses through visa programs like the H-1B, L-1, OPT, O-1, and J-1 visas, among others, to replace Americans in the workforce. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.